Bond, is the report ready? What's the latest from my rubber plantations? How much money have I made this week? How many black African hens have been delivered?
Excuse me, but what exactly is this obsession with the black African hens? Over supper last night, black African hens. Over muesli this morning, and again, the black African hens!
His Majesty is assembling a terracotta army. Inside of each figurine is a black African finger bone.
Bond, where is my lady wife?
Sleeping like a guitar, Your Majesty. I administered 23 grams of sodium pethanol.
Ach, dein Lieber, the truth drug. It would work perfectly except for one thing.
And what is that, Mr. Gens?
There is no such thing as truth.
The report, Bond. Read the report.
Very well, Majesty, but first I'm fixing myself a vodka martini. Anyone care to join me?
Disgusting habits. Alcohol is the opium of the barbiturate of the masses. Which reminds me, King Leopold, do you have a syringe I can borrow? It is time for my Vedantin medication.
In the kidney bowl, Mr. Gens. Help yourself. Bond, I'm waiting.
Good news, King Leopold. This week we've added three new tribes to our portfolio. First, the Baluba of the Sankura River District. Rumour has it they have very good hands.
Excellent, Mr. Bond. Send a fax to the force publique. Tell them to sharpen the blades. Next.
An interesting tribe for a change. The Batilu of Lebefu have an average caprylic index of 48 on the skull, equivalent to about 50 on the living.
50? 50? This is tiny! I'm surprised there's room inside their heads for any brains. Why don't you just exterminate them?
I'm not interested in their education. I'm interested in the hens. Bon, what does it say about the hens?
Unfortunately, Your Majesty, their hands are small and misshapen. I'm sorry.
It's not good enough, Bond. Not by a long shot kick the bullet.
What do you expect me to do, King Leopold? Cry?
No, Mr. Bond. I expect you to die.
I would very much like to see your terracotta army, Mr. Leopold.
Please, Mr. Gans. One does not call the king Mr. One calls the king King. Unless, of course, the king is dead.
Each figure has a delightful carved African finger bowled inside. The artist, a British gentleman named Anthony Gormley. You have heard of him, perhaps?
Ah, yeah. I've always been a lover of fine art, especially depictions of the blonde mothers breastfeeding the obedient masses.
Anthony Gormley carefully carves each finger bone till it exactly matches an X-ray scan of my own little finger.
I also have a great artistic project. I want to see Zurich raised to the ground and a new city arise in its place. A city that, glimpsed from the air, is shaped like my face. Does that sound megalomaniacal to you?
My little dub chick, you have awoken from the sambas.
Lost in the Roman wilderness of pain, all the
you are a true symbol of Germanic womanhood, a shining light bulb of purity and hysteresis. Have you ever thought about appearing in a movie? You are quite photogenic, provided you don't move very much.
Actually, I was in the movies once.
Really? What sort of movies?
Mr. Bond had a bit part in Jaws 5, Jaws Again.
Yeah. I saw that film. If it's crap, the director should have been taken out and shot at dawn!
He was taken out and shot at dawn. Bond, finish the report.
This is a really good bit, Majesty. The third tribe, the Bushongo, have a highly organized system of a government.
This is supposed to be good news? Organized black make trouble. And bullets are expensive.
Yes, Majesty, but the Bushongo officials have fingerprinted every one of their citizens. The database is accurate and up to date.
Nico, my sweet desert plum, will you please stop singing that disgusting song? You're driving me crazy.
I'll never look into your eyes again. The end.
That does it, Mr. Bond. Fix my wife up with some sedatives. Increase the dose.
Drop out. She's in a fix. Amphetamine has made her sick.
Such a lovely voice. It's like my skating on ice.
I've got a lovely voice too, Mr. Gans. Any chance you can cast me in your next movie?
No! Not a chance!
This is disgraceful. Who administered these drugs?
He did!
He did!
He did!
He did!
Preposterous! I shall call the police.
Just a minute, Doctor. There's a lot of slander in this country. Why don't you sit down? I'll fix you a nice vodka martini. It has a calming effect.
Doctor, I'm Nico's husband. I am the wronged party here. How much to make this little problem go away?
About 10,000 Belgian euros. Cash. In used bills, naturally.
Naturalisch.
Tell me, Doctor, will the young lady survive her ordeal? She is a paragon of chastity, a glorious blonde bombshell in the bombed-out bombshell that we call life.
Just tell us straight, Doc. How long before the bitch snuffs it?
It's tragic to think of that poor innocent young girl, her frail, smack-headed body, shot so full of drugs that her mind has been eaten away, literally eaten away. Like pot noodles.
Aren't you being just a wee bit hysterical, Doctor? Since when do doing a few drugs do anyone any harm?
Silence, Bond. Doctor, are you implying that my little Nico has been severely brain damaged?
I'm sorry, Your Majesty. The damage is extensive. Irreversible.
Does this mean that she'll never sing again? Never again will we hear her play her out-of-tune tunes on the harmonium?
I'm afraid... that is so.
Rejoice, rejoice, alleluia, praise the Lord.
Allow me to put the poor creature out of her misery, Doctor. To minister her in her final moments, all I need are a few implements.
What kind of implement?
I don't know. A wooden spoon, a large packet of featherlight condoms, 3 French hens, a hacksaw. What's in your bag?
Oh. I have a DVD of the new Wim Wenders movie. It's the one all about that monster, King Leopold II, King of the Belgians. Have you seen it? It's really rather good. It features a wonderful, wonderful new actor. His name is Bond. James Bond.
Bond! You bastard! Why didn't you tell me?
Sorry, Your Majesty. My agent phoned. How could I say no? Vodka martini, anyone?
You? Bond? In the role of King Leopold? What's that from my role? The accumulation of a lifetime's work, the pinnacle of my dreams, the end peak of my Lebensraum. Tomorrow Poland, today, nothing! Nothing! What is it good for? Absolutely nothing! I have been betrayed!